Now we're going to meet another one of the ABC's top five scientists we've had this week. We've come a long way, baby, in eye surgery. 20 years ago, it was a major medical procedure. You wouldn't do it if you didn't have to. You put it off as long as possible. If you did it eventually, it meant to stay in hospital, as well as weeks to months of recovery. Things have improved so much. New surgical techniques and technologies now mean that most common procedures will take place in a day surgery and have you back behind the wheel of your car in a week. Dr. Shamin Samarawickrama is one of the ophthalmologists that's helping develop these techniques, including a special glue for your eye. He's an eye surgeon at the University of Sydney Westmead Institute for Medical Research. If you have a question for him, he can take it. 1300 222 702. The text line 0467 922 702. Welcome to the show. Now, cataract surgery is probably the most common eye surgery in Australia. How common is it?
It's probably the commonest operation actually in the world at the moment. And not just that, it's the safest operation in the world. So it's increasing in prevalence. And it's also because we have an aging population. So it is very, very common in Australia and everywhere.
Yeah, I took my mum actually quite recently. Is it almost inevitable as you get older you get a cataract?
That's it. It's the way we describe it is it's like going grey. It happens to everyone and it is just a function of getting older.
Right. If you go grey early, does that mean you're going to get cataracts early?
Not necessarily. Fortunately, it is one of those things, though, that when people hit their mid-50s, 60s, they start developing it, and that's universal. And then the real decision of when to end up getting surgery is depending on how that cataract affects your vision and your quality of life. Right. And at the end of the day, we're in a fortunate situation in Australia where we can just try and optimize quality of life. And so the decision to make or to have cataract surgery can actually happen earlier than it used to.
Right, because why is it happening earlier? Because you can do it at smaller and smaller levels.
Well, that's it. So the technology has improved so much. We can do the surgery much safer, much more effectively and much more efficiently. So to give you an idea, in days gone by, we used to make these large cuts on the side of the eye to remove the cataract, where now everything's done through keyhole surgery. So the largest incision I need to make is just 2.4 millimetres. And what that means is that we can do the surgery safer, but it also means faster recovery. So you find that people's visions are improving just in a handful of days.
How do you do it? Are you looking down a microscope at someone's eye?
That's exactly right. So the microscopes we use are really high powered. They're typically 16 to 25 times magnification. And you effectively just need a really steady hand and
I bet you do.
Years of training.
You would want your eye surgeon to have a very, very steady hand. So people get better pretty quickly and
that's
the recovery
right.
is pretty quickly. And sometimes they don't need glasses afterwards.
That's right. So the other step that's happened hand in hand with the new technology is that lens technology has improved. So the cataract, to give a bit of background, the cataract is where the lens in the eye becomes cloudy. And so to treat it, we have to remove that lens. But if you just remove the lens, people can't see. So you need to insert a new lens in the eye. 20 years ago, the only type of lens that we had gave you good vision most of the time for distance, but anything closer than arm's length, you had to wear glasses. Nowadays, we've got multifocal lenses, and the newest iteration is a trifocal extended depth of focus lens. What basically means is that it gives you good distance, good near, good computing, and it blends the vision in between. So it's not these sharp levels of vision like with glasses, but you get this blended vision that's really, really very good.
So
nowadays,
you have better eyesight than before you had the cataract.
And that's half the reason why people opt to have it earlier.
Right.
Because they're getting better vision.
That's amazing, isn't it? What are the lens made of?
It's an acrylic, so it's a plastic. And once you get one operation, it'll last you the rest of your life.
Excellent. All right. It's not just older people that are needing eye surgery though, isn't it?
That's correct. I mean, there's multiple new technologies and lots of diseases. So to give you an idea, something that happens to a younger population, typically in their 20s and 30s, is a disease called keratoconus. And in days gone by, when we didn't have treatment for it, that almost invariably resulted in a corneal transplant if the disease got very, very severe. Whereas nowadays, there's a new procedure called cross-linking. And what that really does is, if we catch it early enough, we can do a procedure that locks the shape of the eye so that it effectively, in 19 out of 20 people, stops it from getting worse. And if it stops it from getting worse, then the vision's preserved and you don't need any further treatment for the rest of your life.
Okay. All right. So how do you know if you've got that?
It's a good question. The commonest thing that people notice is that their vision is declining. So it affects young people in the prime of their life, and they start noticing the vision's getting worse and quite rapidly.
Isn't that happening to them all because they're always on their phone?
Half the issue, isn't it? Yeah. But a good point of call is your local optometrist. So your optometrist will do your screening, look for diseases of the eye, and if they pick up anything, they'll refer you to an ophthalmologist, which is the medical doctor who treats the eye. And mm-hmm. we'll be able to diagnose it and treat it.
Okay. All right. I want to go to Malcolm because he's called in. You had this, Malcolm. Are you there, Malcolm? What's happening with your phone line? Oh, we haven't quite got him yet, but I think he had this actual condition several years ago. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Oh. You had this actual...
No. Look, I didn't get quite finished talking to your...
Okay. You didn't have the keratonicus?
Keratotomy, yes.
Keratotomy, you did.
Keratotomy. Radiokeratotomy. So what that is they actually cut the eye. It's the precursor to laser. And so I was very, very short-sighted. I was minus 7.... won't be much to you, but I was minus 7.75 one eye, minus 7.25 in the other, and I got completely out of glasses and was for 18 years. But the surgery leaves little scars on your eyes, which your guests will be familiar with. The question I have is it possible to have cataract surgery, and particularly to get the new lenses, having had that? Because I understand that having the scars on the...
Mm-hmm. The might impact on it.
Might impact that, yeah.
Okay. Shami?
That's correct. So the answer is yes, you can still have cataract surgery. But the thing you have to understand is when we do cataract surgery, we've got to determine what lens to put in the eye. And that's based on a formula that they've created from 100,000 people. And that's based on a normal eye. And if you've had a surgery like radial keratotomy, you don't have a normal eye anymore. So the relationships and the assumptions that are made in that formula is not true. So what that means is it's quite safe to get cataract surgery. I would suggest that you have it done by someone who is known as a corneal specialist, so sub-specialized or extra training in the cornea to manage it, because there can be potential risks. But realize that the accuracy may or may not be as good as if you didn't have it. But then saying that, there are ways around that as well. So Okay. Very safe to proceed.
Yeah, go to a good person. Go to a specialist, Malcolm. They'll enjoy it too. Thanks for your call. What about when you come out of your cataract surgery and you have this real aversion to strong sunlight? As Adam's texted in, as a surfer, I have concerns, and also have concerns about how much sunlight's good for eyes, because perhaps as a surfer it might be causing later cataracts.
That's right. So the sunlight doesn't necessarily cause cataracts. But especially a lot of sunlight when you're young can cause another thing called a pterygium, which is that growth across the front of the eye. I mean, it used to be called surface eyes, that little pink lump in the corner of your eye. So too much sunlight's definitely not good for your eyes, so sunglasses are great. In terms of glare, what we find is that most people have a little bit of glare early on, but their eyes adjust to it. Right. And then over time, it's not a problem.
Because it's like, oh my gosh, I can see. I've come out of surgery and, whoa, everything is way too bright. Is that what happened to you, Mark?
Everything was super, super sharp.
Yeah.
Super, super sharp. So I originally was left eye dominant. I had a head injury, and over 18 months, I lost sight to the point where I was legally blind. I couldn't count my fingers. So I had that eye done, which it was funny because over the 2 years I became sort of right eye dominant, and I was curious as to how quickly, once the lens was in and functioning, whether I would come back to left eye dominant. Anyway, that is what happened. And
Okay. Within
18 months I had the other eye go and had the other eye done. So I've had them both done.
And the world is more beautiful again.
Well, the doctor said he likes doing it on people my age, because I was only 48 when I had the first one done and 50 with the second one.
Right. So younger is better, Shami was saying.
No, the thing the doctor was saying is, because mine went so quickly over like 18 months, becoming legally blind in that shorter period of time, then to have the just this amazing, like the doctor said. The surgery takes about 15 minutes, no stitches, they go in through keyholes, don't need anything the next day. You can almost, like the next day, 24 hours later, he takes the eye patch off and he said the grin that appears on the face.
That's amazing. I better go, Mark, because we've only got 5 minutes before the news,
no
but
worries.
Thank you. It must be a great joy for you when you, it's like when you hear those people who have never heard before that, you know, deaf people have surgery and can hear again. But you're an expert also in cornea transplants, and you've just tell us a little bit about the glue where you can stick on corneas on people's eyes?
That's right. So we're working on developing a new glue to try and heal corneal perforations. So as a bit of background, there are some diseases that can cause a hole in the eye and our current treatments for it are not very good. We do patch it up, but it leaves a big scar and that's a problem. So you need to transplant that to allow people to see again. So our lab is working on a glue that heals the eye such that you don't get a scar, which means you don't need a transplant.
Amazing.
And you can see better.
Right, okay. A corneal transplant sounds like the beginning of a horror movie, but if you need it, I'm sure it's incredible. Someone else has texted in, say, I have lots of floaters in my eye. What causes them and can they be fixed safely?
So floaters are where you get, so in the back part of the eye, there's a jelly, and that jelly, as you get older, tends to, like everything in age, sink and contract and, you know, go floppy. nicely put. And what the floaters are just little crystal deposits within that jelly that's floating around. It doesn't do any harm to the eye. You need the eye checked to make sure there's nothing nasty going on. But as long as there's nothing nasty, it's an annoyance more
it's
than
annoying.
Anything else.
Mm-hmm.
There are treatments to get rid of floaters, but it's one of those things that you have to consider whether it's worthwhile because often the treatments have risks. So the question to ask yourself is it annoying you so much that you're willing to take the risks of surgery?
Mm-hmm. All right. And I want to quickly finish up perhaps on Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello. I had it done 9 months ago. It was the best thing I ever did.
You're talking cataracts?
Cataracts.
Yep.
Floaters on one eye. I don't have any floaters. I can see. I can read a newspaper, 6-point without glasses for half a page. You know, I can enjoy. I'm looking into the distance. I can see 40 kilometres to the south from where I am. No glasses. Beautiful. Anyone who's considering it and is not certain, throw away your worries. Just get it done by an expert.
Okay, fantastic. Good on you, Paul. You can see the whales off Bondi. You're a lucky man.
I can see the hills of Wollongong from
Bondi. Thank you very much. Look, I'm sorry I don't have time to go to the couple of other callers we've got and texts. Perhaps you need to come back one time. How about that?
Very happy to.
Hope you've had a great week here at the ABC.
It's been fantastic.
My guest has been Dr. Shamin Samarawickrama. He's an eye surgeon at the University of Sydney, Westmead Institute for Medical Research.